Razavian is Out of Tone Checks right there, wrapping up with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here, program number 506 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 42 degrees, raining outside, just a light rain. I don't think we picked up much yet this morning, though. 6/100ths in the gauge overnight, but moisture nonetheless, and I think all the farmers are happy to see that, especially those that have got this stuff in the ground already. Well, we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Mike Hild. Mike, how are you doing? We are doing wonderful. I guess you'd say it's a beautiful spring day when you're getting rain. And Mike, are you from the farming community or are you not?
I live in a farming community. My dad sold John Deere equipment for many, many years. And so I grew up in town, but I always felt like a farm kid.
Oh, you did. Okay. Very good. All righty. And let me see. There we go. I think we've got you now. Born and raised where, Mike?
I'm born and raised in Park River, North Dakota.
Oh, okay. And go to school there as well?
I went all the way elementary and high school in Park River.
Okay. Did you do any college or service or anything?
I did. I'm a University of Mary grad, and that's in Bismarck, North Dakota. So I spent 4 years out at the University of Mary.
Okay. Very good. And what did you take up there?
I have a business administration degree.
Oh, wow.
What that amounts to. So graduated from Park River High School in 1999 and then spent through 2003 at the University of Mary.
Okay. And did you follow up on that? Is that what your day job is these days then?
Well, I spent 18 and a half years in the banking industry.
Oh.
And then about 2 years ago, transition. I am now the development director at First Care Health Center in Park River. So I do fundraising for our local critical access hospital.
Very good. Very good. So that's what pays the bills. Now, somewhere along the way, you picked up that habit of playing the concertina. How did that come about?
Well, I spent many years traveling to Tabor, Minnesota. A small little community outside of Grand Forks would always have Farm Fest every year, hosted by Ron and Elsie Shurick. Mm-hmm. They bring bands from the Midwest in the last week in June and kind of got exposed to music that way and saw guys like Carl Hartwig playing the concertina and decided someday I wanted to do that. So.
Uh-huh. Very good. So when did you start in? How old were you?
Well, I started when I was 16 years old. 1996, I got my first concertina. And actually, my bandmate Matt Hudick went down to Brown Music in New Ulm, grabbed the concertina for me and brought it back, and a guy had to figure out how to make it work.
Uh-huh. Did you take lessons or were you self-taught?
Self-taught.
Really?
I was a trumpet player in the high school band, and so I was familiar with music and sheet music. I had a background in piano, so a lot of it was listening to recordings and just trying to figure out by sheet music how to put it all together.
You bet. And that concertina, that's kind of a neat instrument to play, because even folks that really don't have much of a background in music, all you got to do is follow the numbers. The numbers are on top of the notes, and once you figure out that you push when it's got the little teepee on top and you pull when there's none, and then how long to hold it, you just have to know your notes. If it's a quarter note or a whole note or a half note or whatever the case might be. And as the sheets start to get a little darker, well, it gets a little more intense, right?
Exactly. I wish it was that easy to play, Si.
Yeah. Well, I know. I took lessons for about 5 years from Betty Wolf. And, you know, learning at, I was in second grade at the time. And I think things do probably come easier when you're a lot younger, probably not as much going through your brain and stuff. So back in those years, I thought I was a pretty decent player. But then when you leave it slide and then you try to pick it back up, well, then it's like anything else. You use it, you don't use it, you lose it, I think. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So any brothers and sisters or anybody else in the music line?
You know, we all played instruments in high school. I'm the only one that's keeping the music going, or should say continuing to be a musician. We've got siblings and myself that were trumpet players. We've had clarinet player, saxophone player, but no one ever played in a band like I am now.
Okay. How many in your family?
There's four siblings.
Oh, four. Okay. So you were one of five. Where do you fit in?
Well, I'm the middle child, so...
You're the balance.
We had a little bit of a break in between. So my oldest brother is 12 years older than me, and then it's a 10-year gap. And then between myself and I've got twin sisters behind me, there's another 2-year gap.
So oh, yeah.
2-year gap, 10-year gap, and then 2-year gap again between us.
Okay. And you yourself, did you get married?
I did. I met my wife at the University of Mary when we were going to college.
Okay.
Yes, and so actually... This June, we'll celebrate 20 years of marriage.
Okay, you're on your way to forever there. That's great. Give credit to your wife. Her name?
Amber.
Amber, very nice. And did you start a family already?
We do, yes. We've got two children. We've got Reagan.
Uh-huh.
She is, she's 12, just finishing up sixth grade. And Andrew is 8, and he's just finishing up second grade.
Okay. Very good. So you're just really well into the business then right now at that age there. You got a few years to go until you get them out of the nest.
Oh, absolutely. We're running for volleyball, basketball, hockey, you know, everything in between.
Well, take it from me. It's the years of your life. It really is. Because once they graduate and leave the nest, all of a sudden things become kind of quiet and you almost miss that routine of running to all the sporting events and concerts and all of that. We really thoroughly enjoyed our years with our sons.
Absolutely. No, it's busy, but it's fun.
There you go. Well, back to the music. So you started playing the concertina back in 96. When did you start formally playing with Matt Hodick then?
Well, actually, Matt Hodick's band is the only experience I've had, and I'm the most junior guy in the band, and I've got 20 years of experience.
Oh, my goodness. So basically when Matt started is when you started then?
Yes. So the Dakota Dutchmen were formed, we're hitting 20 years on that too. May 31st of 2004, there were four of us that played in a small town called Lincoln, North Dakota for a Memorial Day service.
Yeah.
And 20 years later, we're still going.
My goodness. Lincoln is a neat town. A little side note here for you. So I used to play for a guy by the name of Harlan Panoff. Harlanders was the name of the band, and he was out of Annandale, Maple Lake area. And another band member there was Ron Eichmeyer, a tuba player from here, central Minnesota. We graduated together, and we were buddies. And Ron worked at Park Industries, and for a while, they had a motorhome that they would let their employees use. And so Harlan went and booked a job in Lincoln, North Dakota. And golly, that's got to be back there in the 90s. And so we played in Lincoln, North Dakota. We took this big motorhome, and we left early Saturday morning, I believe. I think we played on Saturday night. But we felt like a touring band. I mean, we were just kind of in awe because pulled up to the place, and we set up in the afternoon. And then we went out and kind of cruised around the town and relaxed, and then came pulling up about 8 o'clock, and all the people were there waiting for us to come in. And we just felt like, you know, like Frankie Yankovic or Lawrence Welk or some big recording band that came into town. And it was a wonderful dance job. And those are my memories of Lincoln, North Dakota. So.
Yep, and they still are just as supportive of the community.
Are they really? They still get the old-time bands in there yet?
Yep, we do play normally about one time a year in Lincoln, if not more. And, okay. You know, the people from that generation you're talking about are no longer with us, but it's still a community that supports their Czech heritage and the music and wanted to make sure that continues to perpetuate.
Okay. And I don't remember, was it a Legion or a VFW or was it a dance hall? What does Lincoln have?
Yep. It basically, what's left there is a couple bars, but you would have played in the same Legion that we're used to playing in,
okay,
too, as well, right on Main Street.
Right on Main Street. There you go. Okay. Yeah. You get all these memories, and you're talking just about 30 years ago, so it gets a little foggy, you know, in the brain there, just the exacts about what it was all there. But I just remember the people were so cordial. And boy, did they dance. The floor was full all the time. Like I said, they were waiting for us to start playing at 9 o'clock. And that was back in the days when it was 9 to 1 yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. And we still have a bunch of dancers that want to have a good time.
That's awesome. Well, you guys started in playing, and you've really never looked back. Matt Hodick is one of the, I would say, the premier bands when you're talking polka music from this upper Midwest area. You guys came into the beat here at Albany, the Albany High School Auditorium, a couple of weeks back on a Saturday night, and put on just an outstanding performance. I was so impressed. It was fun. What did you guys take away? How did you like it here?
Oh, absolutely. Great facility and great crowd, and it's always fun to get into that neck of the woods again and play. We're privileged to be able to have had that opportunity.
You bet. So you play all the jobs with Matt. You travel with him when he goes south for the winter to Arizona and that too?
Well, I'll tell you, I have played in Arizona on occasion. My kids started to get pretty active in their activities in the wintertime about 5 years ago. So Larry Rishabi takes and sits in and fills in that spot with Matt Hoodick's band down in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
And then the pressure's not on me to have to try and make it down there. My folks have a place that they winter in Arizona, and so we do go down, but, you know, to play full-time in Arizona, Larry Rishabi does that.
Okay. And that was the next question I was going to ask you, because Merle Felling sponsored you guys in up here at Albany at the Beat. Well, back in the days, I don't know how many years ago, he does this annual concert up in Sauk Center as well. And he had Larry Rishabi up there a couple of times, and Matt, and they called themselves the Out of Town Czechs when they were there. I'm not sure if you were along with that on any of those. Do you remember any of those?
Oh, yep. I was along and kind of sat in a little bit too as well. So yeah, I remember playing in Sauk Center there too as well.
I was going to ask you, how do you get along with Larry? He's a great concertina player, huh?
Well, I'll tell you, I kind of started playing because of Carl Hartwig having a big influence on me, but later years, Larry Rishabi has had a big influence on how I play and whatnot, and a good friend, and you can always reach out to him, and he's always kind of full of it, so if you ever want to, you got to take about half of what he says, but he's a great, great guy.
Well, and we go back a long ways, Larry and I. But I ran into him a few years back here, and he bought a concertina on an auction up here, which you guys are using. That is it a D-flat, I believe it is, a brown concertina?
Yep. And D-flat brown, yes.
Yeah, and boy, he did a great job. I mean, he bid it up, and he got it, but played it ahead of time, and Larry is just a personable guy. He could talk to anybody, I felt.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree.
You bet. Well, Mike, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
That sounds great.
All right. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. This week, the Snow Joes, the St. Joe Snow Joes, will be hosting the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. The Snow Joes always enjoy hosting the brat sale and cooking and serving for you out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. The Brat of the Week series continues, and this week it is our smoked German-style brats. And for the German-style brats, we start with a blend of lean pork and beef, add the special German-style seasoning, smoke them in our state-of-the-art smokehouses, and you have a deliciously fully cooked brat that can be warmed up in the microwave, in the oven, or on the grill. And the Snow Joes will be demoing those German-style brats, so you have the opportunity to sample for free. Come in this week and stock up, taking 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. Check out our weekly specials, steak specials like the Flatiron Steaks currently on sale. And as always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can call 320-363-4913. And again, a big thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Mike, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the meat market, and along with Chasm here, we send it out to your priority mail. You get it in a day or so, and hope that you and Amber and the family around you enjoy it good health. How's that for you?
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
You bet. And I would imagine over the years, touring and traveling with Matt and the Dakota Dutchman, you've had the opportunity to maybe enjoy a brat or two along the way, huh?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of good friends, a lot of good food along the way, I'll tell you.
You bet. You get to some of those Oktoberfests and fall festivals, and that outdoor cooking, it smells so good. And I have had a few of them, too, over the years, and really good stuff. So, good. Well, good. Well, talking about, so you had quite a lineup of concertinas there at Albany here the other week. How many of those are yours?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm the married guy with kids, and so I own two concertinas, and Matt owns the rest of them.
Okay, and then, of course, Merle had a couple.
That's how the difference works.
yep, and Merle had a couple of them standing up there, too, so, but looked really impressive to see seven concertinas across the front of the stage, so.
No, it's a lot of fun to get to do that, and play in different keys and kind of change things up so the audience isn't hearing everything the same way. It really makes it fun to play, and it makes it fun to listen to.
Absolutely. And you've got some wonderful fellow musicians there. Talk about them. Laddie and Rose down on the end?
Oh, absolutely. Laddie and Rose, they're from Lawton, North Dakota. They've now relocated to Devil's Lake, but Laddie's been playing since he's 9 years old, and he is button up right against age 90.
Yeah.
And Rose is a few years younger than that, but they've played all these years together, and I guess that's kind of remarkable to have a spouse that has a similar interest, and they really enjoy spending time together and time with us. And great musicians. Laddie does not read sheet music. But yet you would never know. He'll say, what part should I play?
Yep.
And he just needs to know what key we're in, and everything's great. He's a very talented musician.
And he took a page out of Wally Pickle's book. He plays two trumpets at one time, I see, huh?
Yes, he does do that on occasion and whatnot. He plays, the biggest thing I always like to let people know about that, too, if you watch him, his fingers are doing two different things at the same time. He's playing two different parts at the same time as well.
Oh, man.
and as I joke, as a recovering trumpet player, I can hardly play fourth part, and he's playing, second and third part at the same time. So,
yeah.
It's remarkable to watch that.
Oh, I, being a trumpet player also in school, I always had enough just to read the music and read one part. I could never imagine, say, like Wally Pickle, playing three trumpets and jumping on a pogo stick and, still keeping in time and everything. Impossible, huh?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, yes. Who else you got back there on the bandstand these days?
Yeah, well, we do have various tuba players that play with us. We've got Charlie Sundy. He's from Fargo, North Dakota. He plays with us up in the north here when we're up in North Dakota. He is one of the original band members. But as you get down to Arizona and down into southern Minnesota, you'll see Mike Simon playing with us. He'll come up in the front row and play horn as well. But he plays normally with the Windinger Band.
Yeah,
on New Ulm.
And that's
so
where
it's been fun to get to know Mike through the years.
Yeah, that's where people know him from. And boy, he put on a show there at the Beat the other night. I mean, you could hear his voice. It was so reminding of the Windinger Band from all those great years that he was with them as well. So yeah, it was a real treat to see Mike with you guys.
Well, absolutely. And then also in the back row, Rodney's on the mend right now. He's had some recent surgery. But Rodney Bosch is a longtime Lincoln musician, been our drummer for many years. He normally plays with us, but as he's kind of mending, Roger Cusabid is a Lincoln-born guy, lives in Fargo now, but he's been filling in for us. He's actually the original drummer of the Dakota Dutchman Band as well.
So, okay.
20 years later, we're circling back to where we started.
There you go. There you go.
Yes. And then you've got myself on concert and vocals.
Yeah.
Matt Hudick, he plays bass horn. He'll play, do all kinds of horns. He plays accordion. He plays concertina.
Button box.
As well.
Yeah.
Button box as well.
Yeah.
And then our latest addition is Misty Cope. She plays with us. She is a very prolific musician. She is a music instructor, band and choir instructor up here in North Dakota. But she has been part of the Medora Musical out in western North Dakota. Played on cruise ships. She's been down in the Nashville area with different groups and things of that nature. So our joke is, it took us 20 years before we got a music teacher to teach us the right way to do this.
There you go. Really neat. And yeah, she was just delightful watching her as well. And you know, I think you've really got a good thing going there, because Matt, being the leader of the band, he looks so mellow and at ease. I don't know if there's ever a tense moment with the band, but it sure didn't look like it. And when you were mentioning all the instruments that he played, he also went back on tuba for some numbers. And I just couldn't believe that, how he could play all those instruments. And then he farms besides. Oh, my goodness. The guy is just phenomenal, I think.
Oh, absolutely. No, and actually, probably Matt's most comfortable spot in the bandstand, if you asked him, he'd say he likes to be back on that bass horn.
Really? Wow. Oh, my goodness. And he does such a good job up in the front row, and all the PR work and everything. He's just a natural. He is so good. We just so thoroughly enjoyed ourselves the other night there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming out, and I'm glad you enjoyed it. And hopefully our paths can cross again.
Yes, you bet. Well, talking about that, what is the future looking like? You have any idea what the summer schedule, band, jobs, anything up around this way?
Yeah, we'll be down in New Ulm for Bavarian Blast in July.
Okay.
We'll be the next time that we'll be down kind of in your neck of the woods.
Sure.
We continue to play a lot of county fairs and things of that nature too as well. And it's unreal. We thought COVID came and it'll probably be the end of old time music, and it just seems to continue to go. And every year we continually get called for jobs and various places, and it's just great to see it continue.
You bet. You are so right. One thing, when we were talking about instruments before and all those concertinas, I neglected to ask you what the two were that you own. People are always interested, the brand and the key.
Yeah, so I actually, you mentioned Matt Brown D-flat. I also own a Gem Deluxe D-flat.
Okay.
And then I own a B-flat Hengel Jerry Minar had manufactured for me back in 2009.
Okay.
So it was a... the B flat that I use, and like I said, Jerry Minar made that.
Okay, very good. So you've been to the concertina house then a few times, huh?
Yes.
I was just out there this past Monday. I have a concertina that didn't have a mic in it, so had seen Jerry at Lester Schuff's funeral, and I asked him if he'd take it along and put a mic in it, so I picked it up this past Monday, and I got to see the concertina house. I don't know how many concertinas there are in that place, but it's something worthwhile seeing.
Absolutely. No, it's unreal, the amount of concertina.
You bet. Some of the concert, speaking of Jerry, and I'm sure you look up to him, some of the players, concertina players over the years that have made an impression with you or that you've liked to listen to or imitate, or who do you have?
You know, I really, to be honest with you, I enjoy concertina music. I really enjoy Nebraska Czech music as well.
Oh, okay.
And the cool thing about when we run with them, as many concertinas as we do, we can play a lot of flat keys, which I always say that I play probably concertina more like an accordion player than a concertina player because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do enjoy New Olam, you know, music, Dutchman style music and whatnot that way too as well. You get into Wisconsin and, you know, you've got your Gary Briggins of the world and Brian Briggins of the world. You know, those are great guys to listen to.
Yeah.
It's fun to listen to different people playing different things. You get into Iowa, you got Mullick's Fishermen, great friends of ours, enjoy their music and their arrangements. You know, you get Becky Livermore and Becky and Ivan O'Dutchman down in the Iowa way too as well. It's just, it's fun to get exposure to different bands. And different ways of, we might be playing the same music, same tunes, but different ways of approaching things. You get down into Nebraska, Mark Vilodal and groups like that. It's always fun to listen to different bands and how they approach things.
You bet, you bet. And just popped through my mind right now, I was going to share with you on a sad note, talking about musicians. I don't know if you had heard that we lost one of our all-time greats, and that was Florian Chmielewski passing away this past Tuesday.
Yes.
You heard that. Okay.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
Yes.
97 years old. He was here in person in the station three times for sure. I'd have to look back, but it was just an honor to have him in here. He was celebrating his 90th birthday when he was in here on the one occasion, and I'll tell you, you thought he was 20 years old. He just picked up that accordion and just played it. Without music or anything, just played by ear. And, I mean, he was just as agile as a 20-year-old. It was just unbelievable.
No, absolutely. Yep. And he always had a good time, a big smile on his face anytime you watched him play.
You had a chance to play any polka fests with him or anything against him like that?
No, but I had been around and watched their band play and what have you.
Oh, okay.
It was just fun to see that he was enjoying what he was doing and had a big smile on his face when he did it.
Okay. Your favorite tune to play on the concertina, Mike?
Oh, there are so many, you know, different tunes. Actually, probably as of late, my favorite tune to play is Maybe She's Lonesome.
Okay.
And it's a tune Fez Fritchie to play. And I just really have kind of come to enjoy that tune.
That is a good one. You guys did that one up here. I heard you play it, and it was very, very nice. So you bet. Well, Mike, we've just about reached time for the end of the show. And like I ask every guest about this time, if there's a special memory or a special event or anything that stands out in your mind that you'd like to share with the listeners at this time.
You know, I guess just kind of looking back after two decades of being able to play, like I said, the people that we've met along the way, a guy like myself, even in the world of polka music with the relatively least amount of experience in the band, but being able to play, you know, all the states in the Midwest except for Oklahoma and, you know, being able to play in the state of Washington and being able to Arizona and Texas and various places. It just, everywhere you go, everyone is having a good time and everyone is just, you know, so cordial and everyone's a friend, and I guess that's the biggest thing is in this music is everyone is willing to help each other out, and everyone's willing to be a friend and help each other along the way.
Well, there you go. That's awesome. Well, with that, we're going to let you run, Mike. We want to especially thank you for taking time out for us to visit with us on our Musicians Come and Play. And I usually tell every musician, and I'll tell you the same, if the good Lord is willing and you and I are here down the road, we'll probably do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Absolutely. The phone's always open, Si.
Sounds good, Mike. It's been a pleasure. I'll talk to you in a minute here off the air, and have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
All righty. And there he goes, Mr. Mike Helt, our 506th guest here on the Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman featuring Mike on the concertina in just moments. Thank you. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 506th edition of our Musicians Come and Play. And Mike Hilt, our guest, our 506th musician guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. What a wonderful guy. He is just a tremendous concertina player and a great guy. And it's a real honor to have had Mike on the program. We're coming up on 18 minutes now, past the hour of 12 noon, 41 degrees now. Our temperature, as we're dropping, we're supposed to get up to 46 today, but we're going the wrong way. So we'll see what happens. Well, we're going to start out with music by Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman featuring Mike on the concertina. Here's a nice old-time polka tune, one called the Black Crow Polka. Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman with Mike Hilt on the concertina there. One called the Black Crow Polka. 22 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 41 our temperature here in Albany. Here's a nice waltz tune that Matt and the Dakota Dutchman recorded back a few years ago. One called the Carpenter's Waltz. Thank you. Matt Horek and the Dakota Dutchman, a beautiful waltz tune there, one called the Carpenter's Waltz. Boy, I really enjoy the music of Matt Horek and the Dakota Dutchman. So versatile there, and I just love those mellow trombones, flugelhorns, baritones. It's just a pretty band, a very nice arrangements, so entertaining and easy to listen to. 27 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie texted me information for today. And she says the fun is well underway with Jeannie B's Tours. Hop on board the many deluxe Trobex coaches as they head in every direction from now through Christmas. Yes, even the holiday vacations, minications, extended tours are filling at this time. It is definitely not too early to reserve your group seats for the September 15th Autumn in the Ozarks, Branson, Eureka Springs, Arkansas, including the live passion play production in the Eureka Springs Amphitheater. Maybe Nashville Jingle Jangle Christmas excites you, or Music Mountains and Mistletoe in Branson, Missouri are on your list for fun this year. On September 29th, the Mississippi River Celebration Paddle Boat Cruise departs. First, the beautiful Colors of Fall excursion. This awesome tour includes colorful scenery, step-on guided tour of historic Galena, Illinois, Guadalupe Chapel, National Eagle Center, four nights lodging, eight meals, sightseeing of the Dubuque, Galena, La Crosse, Winona, Wabash, and Red Wing. One full day will be spent cruising the mighty Mississippi on the Celebration paddleboat. This is a super itinerary. Minications are 1 to 4 nights, getaways heading in all directions. Head to the wonderful North Dakota Badlands for the Medora musical and the beauty of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. Northern Minnesota might be calling you to the beauty of Itasca Park. Jeannie B's Tours will take you to all of the super entertaining shows at Jasper's Theater in Park Rapids. There are so many opportunities for fun-filled one-day or overnight getaways for everyone. Attend one of Jeannie B's Tours meets and greets held at a location near you. Enjoy an included treat, receive tour information, maybe win a door prize, and find out what you may choose to experience. Meet and greets in May are May 16th, 8:30 to 10:30 at Tutti Frutti Sock Center, Minnesota, 1 till 2:30 at the Traveler's Restaurant, Alexandria, Minnesota. On May 17th, you can visit with Jeannie B at the Avon Cafe from 9 till 10:30 and from 1 till 2:30 at the Perkins Restaurant at the Crossroads location in St. Cloud. Again, call Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581 for meet and greets and tour schedules and to reserve seats. These days, most people are saying life is definitely too short. Let's go where we want to go. And as Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Yes, she proudly brings us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 29 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 41 degrees here in central Minnesota. Back to the music of Matt Horek and the Dakota Dutchman. Here's a song that Bernie Roberts recorded back in the days. A lot of other bands have recorded it. Here's Matt Horek's rendition of Moonlight and Roses. Thank you. Nice little two-step number there by Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman. One called Moonlight and Roses. 27 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time for just a few more selections. Here's another waltz tune, nice waltz tune by Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman. One called The Long Ago Waltz. Pretty concertina solo there, one called The Long Ago Waltz. That's Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman, and probably Mike Helt on that concertina solo. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And Kevin Mauger out there, well, yes, that Hustler zero-turn lawnmower is the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin has just a boatload of new Hustlers on hand in stock, so you can check out all the different engine and mowing deck sizes and pick out the one of your liking that'll fit your size lawn. He's got them all the way from the little Dash to the Raptors, all the way up to the Super Z's and beyond. Beautiful brochure that they have out, the Hustler puts out, and they've got all the different models in the book there. I'm looking through it right now. Kevin will hand one of those off to you. Looks like it starts out with the little Dash there and comes 34 inches, the smallest one, with a 15-horsepower Kawasaki, and it goes up from there. There's the Dash XD, the Raptor series. I have one of those. It's Raptor X, XL, XD, XDX. So each one just a little bigger, little more features as they go up in size. And then you get into, just paging through. After that Raptor XDX, then I'm seeing... Well, that must be in another brochure because as XDX is as big as it goes right here. But, the Super Z's and beyond, he has them all. So check that out as you get a chance to get out to Kevin's. Always good to give Kevin a call before you go out there. Kevin's a busy guy. Yes, he puts in the family farm. And so if nobody's there, he's going to be jumping in the tractor these days. So if he knows you're coming, he'll wait for you. The phone number to call, 320-363-7459. That's 320-363-7459. Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. He can sharpen your blades, change your lubricants, belts, and hoses. He can do it all. Get that lawnmower tuned up for upcoming summer of grass cutting. And grass cutting doesn't have to be a chore. If you have good equipment and it's well-maintained, it's fun. So, yeah, check that out with Kevin's Countryside. Kevin, of course, also carries that Eagle battery-powered equipment. He's got that. So he's got the leaf blowers and handheld blowers. He's got the chainsaw, pole saw, self-propelled lawnmower, all sorts of attachments there, all run by that 56-volt lithium battery. Good stuff for you there. So check that out as well. Kevin's Countryside. And, yeah, easy to find. Look for the big yellow... an orange sign on the yellow post there hanging on the in the ditch there on the west side of County Road 3 as you're heading north towards Holdingford, about 6 miles out from St. Joe. Nice big farm, nice big yard, and yeah, you'll be impressed. Remodeled the old dairy barn into a showroom, so he's got all those Hustlers lined up there. And yeah, you can talk with Kevin, kick the tires a little bit, and if you decide to try one out, he pops up the overhead door and out you go, and he'll let you cut his whole lawn. You bet. Doesn't mind a bit. So there you go. Kevin's Countryside proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Going to squeeze two more in here by Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman. First of all, a nice polka, the Round and Round Polka. Thank you. Matt Horik and the Dakota Dutch Band, a Round and Round Polka. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. We're going to do that with a nice tune by Matt Horik and the Dakota Dutch Band, one called Go to Sleep, My Children Waltz. Matt Horik and the Dakota Dutch Band, and a nice waltz tune there, one called Go to Sleep, My Children Waltz. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM.